Dallas-Fort Worth Clean Air Plan, first in country, proposed for EPA approval. Additional 40 tons of pollution cuts move plan across goal line. EPA gathered local and state partners to announce its proposed approval of the Dallas-Fort Worth Clean Air Plan today. Also, EPA announced that the area achieved the previous one-hour ozone standard through the success of earlier plans. Under the proposed plan, ozone-forming pollutants will be reduced by 88 tons per day, about 40 tons more than the plan first proposed. Texas Commission on Environmental Quality Chairman Buddy Garcia and Regional Administrator Richard Green joined with community leaders and businesses within the nine-county non-attainment area to strengthen the original plan. The Clean Air Plan will improve air quality by more than 55% over 1999 levels. The plan, in combination with previous plans, is resulting in a total of 409 tons per day of ozone pollution reduction. Dallas-Fort Worth is the first community with a Clean Air Plan that has been proposed for approval as meeting the 8-hour federal health-based standards for ozone by 2010. The plan could not have come about without the all-out efforts of local and state partners. Of note is the North Texas effort to capture more dollars from the popular Texas Emission Reduction Plan, known as TERP, last spring. In the last 6 months, the DFW area beat out all other areas 2-1 with a record-setting $84 million in applications from the $110 million grant budget. Another funding opportunity is planned for this fall, and North Texas is well-positioned to repeat its success. As much as 14 tons per day of pollution could be cut through the replacement and retrofit of old diesel engines. AirCheck Texas brought another $21 million to the area to repair and replace older vehicles on North Texas roadways. The area's air quality is significantly impacted by pollution from cars and trucks. This fall, another $21 million will be available to the DFW area for AirCheck Texas. AirCheck Texas sponsors Senator Kip Averitt and Representative Dennis Bonin knew the program would work. North Texas' success will help guarantee this program is available in upcoming years. Working with the North Texas Council of Governments, Dallas-Fort Worth Airport and Love Field joined the campaign for clean air by refining estimates of their operations' pollution emissions. New accurate information allowed EPA and Texas air quality modeling experts to certify pollution reductions totaling almost 10 tons per day. North Texas is also leading the nation to reduce pollution from power plants in the nine-county non-attainment area. All are subject to the strictest air pollution controls required for either commercial or municipal power plants in the country. Texas also committed to restrict the amount of pollution credits, technically referred to as discrete emission reduction credits, or DERCs, cutting pollution by 17 tons a day. New regulations on backup generators used by businesses and industry provided for some air quality improvements, about 1 ton per day. Other measures improved information used by EPA modeling experts in evaluating the plan. Better inventories of gas compressors showed their widespread use and resulted in an increase of 3 tons per day. New regulations adopted to control emissions from gas compressor engines will further air quality in the region. The Dallas-Fort Worth Clean Air Plan, referred to as the State Implementation Plan, or SIP, will be published in the Federal Register for public review and comment. EPA will consider all relevant information submitted during the comment period and may modify its decision to approve the plan based on new information. EPA's proposed approval is conditional. Texas must finalize regulations to formally reduce the amount of discrete emission credits available in the nine-county non-attainment area. EPA will take comments for 30 days on the proposal and will consider comments in the final decision.